Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Thank you. And 8:39, 21 till 9, Dave Cohen, our news director, joins us now. And Dave, this video that I just saw on WWL.com. Tell us about the Kyron Lacy thing and the state police and what they've released.
Well, Louisiana State Police today saying in an effort to be fully transparent have released additional video, witness statements, additional reports, and what they say is all of the information related to the investigation into the crash in which Kyron Lacy, LSU superstar football player, was charged with negligent homicide. You recall that Matt Ory, the attorney for the Lacy family, had presented new video this week that he said showed that Lacy was more than 70 yards away from the crash at the time it occurred and suggested Lacy did not cause the crash. The video that you can now see, and we have his video there as well, but the new video today that we've gotten from Louisiana State Police now shows Lacy traveling at a high rate of speed in his green Dodge Charger, passing four vehicles on Highway 20 before suddenly slamming on the brakes and swerving back into his own lane seconds before the crash that occurs. In the witness statements, it's interesting to hear what the trooper found when he first got on the scene. Multiple people approached the state trooper who arrived to tell them that they needed to go find that green Charger that Lacy was driving because it caused the crash.
There's
a green Charger that caused all this.
SRT8, he caused all of it. He went to pass the cars way back there, sir.
The green Charger collided with these cars?
He went around that truck. Okay.
He was passing up with her right now.
And she had no choice.
And in the video, you can see, and as you heard that witness say, she had no choice. In that video, you can see Lacy suddenly slam on the brakes, swerve back into his own lane right before the crash occurs. And what the family attorney, Matt Ory, had said earlier was this was not Lacy's fault. He was blaming the driver of the other vehicle.
You watched a car chart coming at you in your lane of traffic, but you never thought to just tap the brakes? Really? No. Data is accurate. The black box is accurate that says that you never touched your brakes. You never touch your brakes the last 5 seconds until 0.5 seconds before the impact. And that's their data. It's not mine.
He told Homa TV that Lacy was still 72 yards away at that time and that she could have just stopped. She didn't have to swerve to avoid him. So what this really comes down to, and you can watch both videos at WWL.com, Tommy, is a question. Was Lacy being 72 yards away from this woman in oncoming traffic the reason she swerved and caused the deadly crash that left one man dead and several people wounded, or not? You can go watch both videos and make that determination for yourself.
The woman that swerved was in the opposite lane from the oncoming traffic, correct?
Yes. So Lacy was in her lane,
speeding, going like with the video I saw, passing like four vehicles on a two-lane highway. So you got
one lane each direction, double yellow line.
You see
in the middle.
A green Charger. I'm just going from a lady's perspective here. You see a green Charger coming at you. I don't know that stopping would be an answer if, and I'm not trying to litigate the case at all. I'm just saying that you would have to take some kind of evasive action, you would think, if you saw this car coming at you at a high rate of speed.
He said she didn't even attempt to stop. She just swerved. And so I guess the question comes down to, do you feel like she caused the crash by not trying to stop, instead swerving into oncoming traffic? There was a ditch on the other side. So her choice was to go into the ditch, go into oncoming traffic, or stop while this green Charger is coming at a high rate of speed toward her. Lacey did slam on his brakes and move back over and would not have collided with her. But the question is, from her perspective, what choice did she have? The witnesses on the scene said she had no choice. Matt Ory, the attorney for the Lacey family, is saying she could have just stopped and none of this would have ever happened.
And it is a tragedy in so many different ways, because Kyron Lacey went on to shoot himself after a domestic incident with his sister, right? Was this in Houston?
Correct. His sister had called police after they had an argument. She says he pulled out a gun, fired one round that went into the ground, and then got in his car and left. Police were trying to find him to arrest him because of this domestic incident with the discharge of a weapon. They say when they did catch up to him, he was already in the car with a bullet wound through his head.
And real quick, didn't the a little bit of the attorney kind of almost making it seem as though the state police didn't handle this correctly?
They are accusing the state police, and you can see the interviews, of coercing the witnesses to control the narrative that they were delivering about how the crash was caused. Again, you can see the full witness statements and read them from what we have posted at WWL.com.
Can you play that first soundbite again, Tim, if you can, please? Because this is what came from what, body cam video?
Yeah, the body cam video when the first trooper arrived on the scene and what the witnesses told him when he got there.
There was a green charger that caused all this.
SRT8, he caused all this. He went to pay the funds way back there, sir.
The green Charger collided with these cars?
He went around that truck, okay?
He was passing up right now.
And she had no choice.
There's no coercion there. That's just witnesses telling what they saw.
Right, but Ory says later in additional interviews, he accuses state police of influencing the statements from the witnesses to align with what those initial witnesses said. Again, you can see all of the witness interviews that Ory presented and state police have presented. All of that's in both of those videos that are the number one story on our website at WWL.com. It will be interesting to see how this goes, because social media went crazy with the narrative from Ory, mm-hmm. and seemed many, many people on social media, the overwhelming posts I saw, seemed to believe that Lacey did not cause this crash after what Ory presented. Now we'll see how this additional video influences that public opinion.
And I know we have to go, but then it turned political, then it turned racial, and it was all about bad driving is what it's all about, I think. Anyway, we'll take a break, come back, talk about the Pelicans. Thank you, Dave. Go to WWL.com. Look at that video. We'll be back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.